Joining us now is Stanislav Mitrokovic, who is leading expert at the National Energy Security Fund and international relations researcher at the Financial University under the government of the Russian Federation. Thank you so much for being with me today. First of all, on these huge sanctions, what do you make initially of this Western package? It seems much bigger, much more united. This is really a move to isolate Russia, isn't it?
Well, the move is, of course, to isolate Russia. To what extent it will be successful, it still remains to be seen, since the international community is a much broader thing than just Western countries. Definitely China will be not in this play, possibly Brazil, some other countries as well. But, of course, consequences are enormous. But, of course, sanctions at the same time is a thing that punishes both sides that exist on the trade link. As for now, I think that the peace loss in Russia is only the beginning here, because if Western countries decide to freeze efforts of Russian central bank, there will be technical problems with Western efforts in Russia as well. For some period of time, that maybe there could be not just not time and no physical possibility, technical possibility to do it. The effort could just be nationalized in response or just frozen. And it's not only about BP. Let's talk about Exxon in Russia and Sakhalin, and Shell in Sakhalin 2, and Total is in Novatek. And, for example, American company Air Product is behind the technological solution for the Yamal LNG project, the biggest LNG project in Russia. And not to mention other companies, Vitol and Trafigura, acquired shares in Vostok oil project, the flagship project of Rosneft nowadays. Maybe Russian authorities count that Western countries will just lose this money here, or maybe they will be forced to sell it with a discount for Russian companies, maybe for Chinese or Indian companies later. Well, there is an ongoing crisis now. Maybe no one even knows what should happen in a few days, what to tell about months.
Yes. Stanislav, you advise companies in the oil and gas sector, or your organization does. So it is very interesting to hear your view on this. I mean, the BP chairman, Helge Lund, said that the firm simply cannot continue its involvement. So that would sort of signal, as you say, that perhaps this is the start of bigger moves. And also Goldman Sachs saying that there are such hurdles for payments that it will exacerbate the commodity supply shock. Do you think that Vladimir Putin will retaliate? I mean, so there have been carve-outs for the energy and commodity sector by the West in terms of the sanctions. But is there the possibility that Vladimir Putin and the government will retaliate, and perhaps there'll be disruption to flows?
Well, now we are in the ongoing crisis situation, so I suppose all the options are now on the table, especially if you have nothing to lose, then many things can happen. But especially now, I don't think that Putin is going to stop oil and gas transit for European countries. Look just what happens with Ukraine. There is a military operation. At the same time, gas flows through Ukraine. Both European and Ukrainian side do confirm it, and Russian side part also confirm it. That's why I don't think that if there is no trade embargo from the Western countries, in this case, I think oil and gas transit will continue. And there will be even exceptions from the sanctions concerning SWIFT. So some banks still will be able to continue these trading operations with Russian and oil, with Russian oil and gas.
Okay. What impact, though, on the Russian economy? I'm pretty staggering in a day that interest rates double effectively in a day to try to deal with this crisis. Does this push Russia into recession? Does it have an instant impact on Russians, do you think?
Well, definitely there will be an impact. Of course, we will live with some kind of special dollar course that will be maybe artificially introduced here. Maybe there will be restrictions for free trade, especially with import goods, theoretically. But as for now, for the first day of the sanctions, I think that nothing really has changed. But of course, it is an ongoing crisis. I suppose many Russian companies and individuals will look for Chinese opportunities here. It's kind of a Russian version of Pivot East. You know, this term was first introduced by Obama's administration.
Yeah.
And now we have a Pivot East from a Russian perspective. It's about finance. It's about oil and gas. It's about technological solutions. For example, Chinese company Honghua Group works in Russia. It's a kind of alternative for Schlumberger and Halliburton, because Schlumberger, Halliburton, and Halliburton American companies that are important for oil and gas services in Russia. As for personal things, I think that Huawei company of China will have much more presence in Russia, starting with their consumer electronics and soft solutions. Also, financial transactions with China will use yuan, will use China in cross-border payment system and something like this.
Having said that, it doesn't look like Xi Jinping is entirely easy with Vladimir Putin's actions, although, you know, not calling it an invasion. It doesn't look like China may be entirely happy with the escalation in Ukraine. So will that dampen things down, even if Russia does want to pivot to China?
Well, there could be problems, of course. There are already problems with Chinese traders that are dependent on banks. But still, I think there will be kind of adaptation. China is the biggest winner here because of the Russia-West conflict. Definitely, they will use the situation to the best possible case they can do. I'm not talking about invasion on Taiwan. It could be an option, but I'm not talking about this right now. As for oil and gas, definitely Chinese options are existing now and will exist in the future. The same with money, the same with, I suppose, cards. For example, we can make cards that are partially, called Beijing cards, partially that are Russian payment system, MIR, and they're combined with, for example, China Union Pay system to pay in foreign countries, for example, like Middle Eastern countries or Asian countries, or Latin American countries. So there will be possibilities. I'm not sure that China will support Russia in this situation, but it doesn't condemn Russia.
Yes.
That, I suppose, at least something that is positive for Russian authorities just now.
Yeah. Stanislav, thank you so much for your insights. Really interesting to speak to you. Stanislav Mitrokovic is leading expert at the National Energy Security Fund.